You are wasting your time with me." Mr. Bingley followed his advice. Mr. Darcy walked off, and Elizabeth remained with no very cordial feelings toward him. She told the story, however, with great spirit among her friends, for she had a lively, playful disposition, which delighted in anything ridiculous. The evening altogether passed off pleasantly to the whole family. Mrs. Bennet had seen her eldest daughter much admired by the Netherfield party. Mr. Bingley had danced with her twice, and she had been distinguished by his sisters. Jane was as much gratified by this as her mother could be, though in a quieter way. Elizabeth felt Jane's pleasure. When Jane and Elizabeth were alone, the former, who had been cautious in her praise of Mr. Bingley before, expressed to her sister just how very much she admired him. She was completely captivated by him. The ladies of Longbourn waited on those of Netherfield. The visit was soon returned in due form. Miss Jane Bennet's pleasing manners grew on the goodwill of Mr. Bingley's sisters, though the mother was found to be intolerable. Occupied in observing Mr. Bingley's attentions to her sister, Elizabeth was far from suspecting that she was herself becoming an object of some interest in the eyes of his friend. Mr. Darcy was forced to acknowledge her figure to be light and pleasing, and was caught by the easy playfulness of her manners. Of this she was perfectly unaware, but he began to wish to know more of her. As part of their lively neighborhood, Mrs. Bennet had a sister married to a Mr. Phillips, who lived in Meryton. The village of Longbourn was only 1 mile from Meryton, where Lydia and Catherine, the two youngest and silliest of the family, went to pay duty to their aunt. At present, indeed, they were happy by the recent arrival of a militia regiment in the neighborhood, headquartered in Meryton the whole winter. Every day added something to their knowledge of the officers' names and connections. Thus employed, the youngest spent most of their days introducing themselves to militia. A week after the ball, a footman from Netherfield arrived with a note for Miss Bennet.
"It is from Miss Bingley," said Jane, and then read it aloud. "My dear friend, if you are not so compassionate as to dine today with Louisa and me, we shall be in danger of hating each other for the rest of our lives. Come as soon as you can on receipt of this. My brother and the gentleman are to dine with the officers. Yours ever, Caroline Bingley." "Can I not have the carriage?" said Jane. "No, my dear, you had better go on horseback, because it seems likely to rain, and then you must stay all night."
Jane was therefore obliged to go on horseback, and her mother attended her to the door with many cheerful prognostics of a bad day. Her hopes were answered. Jane had not been gone long before it rained hard. The next morning, breakfast was scarcely over when a servant from Netherfield brought the following note for Elizabeth.
"My dearest Lizzie, I find myself very unwell this morning, which I suppose is to be imputed to my getting wet through yesterday. My kind friends will not hear of my returning till I am better. Yours, etc."
Elizabeth, feeling anxious, was determined to go to her, though walking through the rain-soaked, mud-filled fields was her only alternative. When she arrived, she was shown into the breakfast parlor, where her wild and muddy appearance created a great deal of surprise. That she should have walked 3 miles so early in the day, in such dirty weather, and by herself, was almost incredible to Mr. Bingley's sisters. Elizabeth was taken to Jane immediately, who was delighted at her entrance, and Jane, being quite unwell, required Elizabeth to stay with her till she was recovered. The next day passed much as the day before had done. Jane continued to mend, and in the evening Elizabeth joined the party in the drawing-room, where Miss Bingley often tried to provoke Darcy into disliking Elizabeth with sly comments and observations. Elizabeth contented herself in the hope of being at home again in a day or two, and at last Jane was well enough to travel. To Mr. Darcy it was welcome intelligence. Elizabeth had been at Netherfield long enough. She attracted him more than he liked. Elizabeth took leave of the whole party in the liveliest of spirits, happy to be away from Miss Bingley and her haughty slights. With great rejoicing, Jane returned to the family. That afternoon, Mr. Bennet said to his wife,
"I hope, my dear, that you have ordered a good dinner today, because I'm expecting my cousin, Mr. Collins, who, when I am dead, may turn you all out of this house as soon as he pleases." "Oh, my dear," cried his wife, "I cannot bear to hear that mentioned. Pray do not talk of that odious man."
"Listen to his letter."
"Dear sir, the disagreement subsisting between yourself and my late honored father always gave me much uneasiness, and since I've had the misfortune to lose him, I frequently wished to heal the breach.